The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. You are listening to Free Radio Olympia, 91.9 FM. It is time for the Thunderbolt. And at the Thunderbolt, we believe in just saying no to boring public affairs programming. The Thunderbolt. Faster than a speeding bullet point. More powerful than multi-gigabyte bandwidth. Able to leap mixed metaphors in a single bound. Defending truth, justice, and the un-American way. Boldly going where no hack radio show has ever gone before. The Thunderbolt airs every Saturday at noon right here on Free Radio Olympia. Listen at your own risk.
This is the Fear Report. Approximately 35,000 people died in traffic accidents in the United States last year. ISIS claims responsibility.
Yes, we killed them all. If America does not surrender, 500,000 people will die next year from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
First, the cults came for your children. Now they're here for your pets.
Repeat after me. Hail Satan.
The Drug Enforcement Agency warns of a new drug called Roundies. Amateur chemists synthesize it from ordinary roast chicken.
We got people coming into the Costco buying 20, 30 whole chickens. They say their church is having a raffle.
Meanwhile, local police stations nationwide are running short on military-grade tanks and nuclear missiles. Should we be concerned? We ask an expert.
Yes.
And we interview child expert Glenn Hibbert. Glenn, what does it mean when a baby cries?
It might be autistic.
Stay tuned to the Fear Report. Otherwise, they win.
Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the Thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the Thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Once again, the citizens of Cascadia mount their steeds and draw their swords. As yet, once again, they prepare to do battle with the beast. Even
even as our civilization collapses, and even as insanity rules the day, the Thunderbolt stands ever ready to counter this dysgenic exemplar of inanity that currently dominates our political landscape.
Thank you so much.
And now the producers of the Thunderbolt would like to invite listeners to the Great American Circus!
Everybody loves the circus, so let's set the kiddle stage for our circus friends, Clem the Clown and Lem the Lion. Are you all set? Well then, on with the show!
Tickets, please. No standing. Keep your hands inside the car. Hey, you, sit down.
Donald Trump recently boasted about all of the heinous weapons that he just sold to Saudi Arabia. It was, in fact, the largest arms sale in human history. Our president is thus supplying one of the most murderous dictatorships on the planet with a long list of thoroughly deadly weapons of mass destruction. And he did this knowing that many of those weapons are going to be used in order to fry a bunch of children and grandmothers in Yemen. That is, of course, insane. But, as I can't help but to keep mentioning, insanity has now become normalized. For another instance, a federal judge just temporarily suspended a new anti-abortion law in Mississippi by stating, quote, "The Supreme Court has ruled that a woman has a constitutional right to privacy regarding her own body." The fact that women even need a constitutional right in order to control their own body is insane. But as I keep mentioning, insanity has become normalized. Anyway, one of numerous charges that I regularly level against the media machine is their habit of making celebrities out of violent criminals. Now, since these criminals' names often become household words, I am thinking of adopting a policy here at the Thunderbolt of not naming the perpetrators of such heinous crimes. I started doing that in my newsletter whilst reporting on that kid who shot up the school in Florida. And it felt like a very right thing to do. Their names are very easy to find, should you wish to do so. They are too easy, in fact. That's kind of the point. Speaking of heinous criminals, Saudi Arabia is now being run by a Saudi version of a Democrat. Yes, kids, the brand new butcher and war criminal that I will not hear name has recently taken over the government in Saudi Arabia. Now, this change in leadership has come just as the hit on oil prices is also putting a big hit on the Saudi budget. And so one of the very first things that the new first dude of Saudi Arabia did upon assuming power was to arrest all of the richest people in the whole country so that he could then shake them down for some cash. Their jail was a luxury suite in a five-star hotel. Then,
exit for the left, please, and watch your step.
Hey, kid, come here.
He started announcing that women were going to start having a lot more rights.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
I.e., just like a Democrat.
Oh, well, howdy, doody, kids, and howdy, Buffalo Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty, and boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
Yes, the new guy in Saudi Arabia took a, quote, controversial stand on a social issue that does not have much effect on the economy or anything else that the machine really cares about.
Naked and a dance. Because it's 12 and 6 to come in, sir, and 5 shillings for membership, sir. It's 1 o'clock tonight, sir. It's non-stop, it's a continuous show. You can stay as long as you like. There's a bar downstairs.
Good evening, one and all. We're all so glad to see you here. We'll play your favorite songs while you all soak up the atmosphere. We'll start with Overwood River, then maybe stormy weather, too. I'm sure you know just what to do. Find the show, good health to you. Please pour another glass, it's time to watch the cabaret. Your wife will never know that you're not really working late. Your hostess here is Wendy, you'll find her very friendly too. And we don't care just what you do. Find the show.
As a result of these actions, the new head of Saudi Arabia is now being promoted in various American propaganda outlets, such as the Washington Post and the New York Times et al., as someone that Americans should get behind and support.
Oh, if by chance you find that you can't make it anymore, we'll put you in a cab and get you safely to the door. Oh, we've got all the answers, and we've got lovely dancers too. There's nothing else you have to do.
On with the show, good health to you. Take your trouble out the door. For now I see with sorrow, until this time tomorrow, we'll bid you all a fond adieu. On with the show, we're healthy.
of course, all of this positive press could at least be partly due to the fact that Saudi Arabia has hired several of the best PR firms in the country to promote their interests. And or, it could at least partly be due to the fact that the Saudis spend serious cash in the great American war toy Megastar. And or, it could at least partly be due to the fact that the Saudis seriously grease the palms of pretty much every politician in our federal government. But surely, that is all mere coincidence. With all of the hullabaloo over Russia these days, surely there could not be yet another foreign power that is wielding undue influence over our national affairs, could there? In addition, in spite of the Robin Hood image that the American media are trying to paint upon the new first dude of Saud, and in spite of the shakedown that he just pulled off on the Saudi elites, he also just spent $450 million of his own personal fortune on a Da Vinci painting. Yes, kids, your tax dollars are literally supporting genocidal slaughters of civilians in Yemen and in Syria. And your government is supporting them both financially and militarily. But now, under this new leadership, women will be able to drive cars. So he is a progressive. Look at this. Don't look at that. That's as if Mary Todd Lincoln had said, "Yes, it sucks that my husband got shot, but at least the play was really good." So next, we are going to take the circus out to the jungle.
So this is the jungle. Hey, Lem, what's that funny noise?
That's the jungle beat, Clem. Just listen to me. Move to the rhythm of the jungle song. Once you know the words, you can sing along. Tropical birds that sing a jungle tune. There's an alligator and a big baboon. Animals of every size and shape. A laughing hyena and a goofy ape. A spotted leopard and a hippopotamus. Look at the rhino stirring up the dust. There's an old anteater and some ants to eat. And some jungle drums. Listen to that beat. Listen to that beat. Listen to that beat.
So I have not zapped any third rails lately. I'm thinking, perhaps it's about time. Now let's see if we can drum up a little outrage around here. So the rump recently complained about the lack of due process concerning his many aides that are being forced to resign due to allegations of sexual abuse. Now, it would be easy to dismiss the rump's complaints due to the facts that A, the rump is himself an admitted sexual abuser,
And B, because the rump himself has absolutely no problem denying even the most basic due process to many millions of other people simply because he does not like them. However, even with all of that said, I've gotta say, the rump has a point. And I am now imagining the shock, the outrage, the boos, and the hisses that are suddenly spreading throughout the land of the Thunderbolt over that statement. So please allow me an explication and a clarification before you begin hurling any metaphorical brickbats in my direction. Or any literal brickbats, for that matter. Not even real clear on what a brickbat even is. But back to the point here. While it is true that false accusations of sexual assault are actually very rare, the vast bulk of such accusations, those that are actually investigated anyway, almost always turn out to be all too true. However, I am thinking that at least part of the reason for that is because there is still a great deal of social stigma attached to being a sexual assault survivor. And I am thinking that most women who are not actually sexual assault survivors don't really want to become known as one.
Goodness gracious, it certainly feels good to be back in the jungle. Follow me, Clem, and I'll introduce you to some of my friends. Say, there's Mr. Parrot. Let's listen to him.
Hi there, Lion, and welcome, Clown. Don't just stand there, dance around. Every time I hear that jungle beat, I want to clap and sing and move my feet. So clap along and do a dance too. Here in the jungle, that's what we all do. Spin around and jump up high. And if you're brave, you might try to fly.
Women standing up to their abusers and having that abuser actually facing consequence is a brand new development in our culture that has me standing and cheering at the top of my lungs. This literally represents a paradigm shift in our social dynamic that is of such momentous significance and that has so many exciting implications that I still can't believe that it is actually happening. It's about fucking time. However, I would suggest that if we don't want to taint this development by taking it too far, and I would suggest that one possible downside to this development is that women standing up to abusers are transformed from pathetic victims into noble survivors, as well they should be,
then that would also serve to remove a lot of the social stigma. As well, it should. But I am also thinking that it might well tend to make false accusations of sexual abuse a bit more likely as well. So let me put it this way. Do we really want to grant any woman the ability to destroy any man's career simply by making unsubstantiated allegations without any due process? Now, I am thinking that is something to think about. Denying civil liberties to anyone is denying them to everyone.
Hey, Lem, this is really great. This jungle life is sure different from the circus.
It is indeed. The Thunderbolt will return after a quick station break. The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
Hey, there are some monkeys. I think they're talking to us.
Hi there, clown. Glad you came. Make some noise for our monkey game. Clap and dance and turn around and then try to make a monkey sound.
So the elites have been honing their game over the last 100 years. They have financed intense studies on how to manipulate people. And at this point, both their studies and their experience have revealed to them that when there is a major mass movement in opposition to them, then brutally suppressing it is usually a bad thing to do. Not for ethical or ideological reasons, but simply because then all of that energy is wasted. They have discovered that it is much better for their interests to simply infiltrate and finance these movements and thus co-opt them and trick them into assisting their schemes, even as they think that they are fighting them. Political movements that gain popular support have political power. And to a capitalist, political power has monetary value, just like everything else. This expenditure of labor by opposition movements by millions of people around the globe has, like any expenditure of labor directed toward any desired end, has produced a commodity with a market value. The machine does not want to erase that value. They want to capture it
Adbusters was largely funded by the Tides Foundation, who carries out the will of George Soros, a vile currency manipulator and a member in good standing of the 0.1%. And Adbusters was largely responsible for the launching of Occupy Wall Street. The Tides Foundation also funds Democracy Now! And Ralph Nader. A gentleman named Drummond Pike founded the Tides Foundation. And Mr. Pike was working with Jane Bagley Lehman, the heir to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Ms. Lehman subsequently served as the chair of the organization from its founding in 1976 until her death in 1988. And when it comes to movements that cannot be bought, in such cases, the next step usually consists of having the leaders framed for crimes they did not commit, and then either jailing or executing them. But in no case does government want a movement to just fizzle out, because they don't want things to just end without transferring all of the power that that movement generated to their machine. Yes, they're sort of like the Borg. They always have something to gain, be it gaining more police powers by an unnecessary violent conflict with the movement, as was done in Waco, or in gaining the loyalty of the masses and turning a profit financially, as the historically racist Democratic Party did by co-opting the civil rights movement, and in so doing erasing public awareness of their authorship of Jim Crow laws and the Southern system of American apartheid. However, in capitalist world, any tactic other than simply purchasing and infiltrating the movement is rarely necessary. Now it is time to drum up some outrage, because they are drumming up for a war.
What you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do about it?
In addition,
what you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do about it?
The biggest interferers in other people's elections on the whole planet is outraged because someone may have interfered in their election. You know, the United States has an entire agency called the National Endowment for Democracy, whose sole raison d'etre is interfering in other people's elections. Ronald Reagan formed the National Endowment for Democracy during a period when the CIA was so discredited that they could no longer just depose democracies willy-nilly. And thus, the United States needed another such organization so that they could continue deposing democracies willy-nilly.
Now that's pretty.
So I've been warning you for months now that Donald Trump wants a war. And since the opposition Democrats have never met an interventionist war that they don't like, then I'm thinking it is very likely that the rump will get his war. And yes, as usual, the Republicans are spending borrowed money like drunken sailors. When it comes to the military, yes, the Republicans always scream bloody murder about deficits whenever the Democrats are running things. But the instant that the Republicans retake the reins, then magically, deficits don't seem to matter anymore. And providing the next beat on his war drum, the rump recently appointed John Bolton to be his grandest and newest national security advisor extraordinaire. And as a representational example of John Bolton's philosophy concerning foreign policy, I would note that for years now, Mr. Bolton has been all over faux news advocating for a policy of nuking North Korea before we nuke Iran.
Get off my land.
Venezuela and Cuba had best watch their backs as well. Mr. Bolton also wants to nuke Russia, presumably after he nukes Iran, though I cannot find any instances of Mr. Bolton stating exactly which position that Russia holds in his little hierarchy of nuclear annihilation, nor have I heard Mr. Bolton's position on nuking China. So none of that is quite clear yet. However, I am thinking that the rump is very unlikely to go for anything like nuking Russia anyway. Yes, I'm thinking that nuking Russia, at least, is probably not a concern. So hopefully, he will now sleep better knowing that. With the possible exception of Mad Dog Mattis, everyone that had even a modicum of responsible knowledge about world events, and every single one who had even a smidgen of emotional control over their most basic base political instincts, has now been eliminated from the rump's administration, and everyone who could have passed as an adult in the rump's romper room is now gone. Only the lunatics are left. And for the record, the only reason that I refer to Bad Dog as a responsible adult is because terms like responsible adult are relative. And in the Rump's administration, there seems to be an incredibly low bar for what can pass as a responsible adult. Thus, even though our beloved Mad Dog has said in public that he likes to kill Muslims, he may be one of the last beacons of anything that even remotely resembles sanity that is left on Pennsylvania Avenue. Or let's put it another way. A ranting herd of insane clowns are now completely in charge of a nuclear-armed madhouse. You might want to hold on to something. If you want to learn to be a terrorist, you should become a cop. If you want to learn to become a criminal, you should go to prison. If you want to learn to be evil, you should go to church. If you want to dumb down your kids, you should send them to public school. And if you want to become president, you should become a reality TV show host.
Isn't the jungle fun, Clem?
It sure is, but listen to me. I'm talking in rhythm, as you can see. Those jungle drums, they sound so neat that I'm all caught up in that crazy beat.
Back to the circus in the center ring. With his jungle beat, we'll really swing. It's been just grand to have you along. Hope to see you soon, but for now, so long.
Yep, so long, guys. It's time to get to work now. And thus ends part one of the Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It. Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert
for the week of June 15th through June 21st, 2019. All right, and here we are again. Time to take down some information. Our first calendar event is today, Saturday, June 15th. And in fact, if you're listening to Free Radio Olympia, you already missed this one. But this is the Olympia Free Clinic 5K, and they will be meeting at 9 a.m. at Marathon Park. The address there is 6301 Park Lane Southwest. And that's that park that's over on the west side of Capitol Lake there. And this event was organized by the Olympia Free Clinic, and this is their message. We're looking after the community's health. People will be joining us for the inaugural Olympia Free Clinic 5K fundraiser event, a fun 5K effort to benefit accessible health care. Proceeds go towards the event and providing medical, mental health, and specialty care services at no cost to our patients. The course begins and ends at Marathon Park. We'll be taking two laps around Capitol Lake. People will be donating $30 per person, and that price will include registration and a custom race shirt. And you can find more information at their website, which is theolympiafreeclinic.org. So again, this is the Olympia Free Clinic 5K, Saturday, June 15th, from 9 a.m. to noon at Marathon Park, 6301 Park Lane Southwest. Also on Saturday, June 15th, we have a wild seed collection workshop. This will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at a location to be announced when you register. This event was organized by South Sound Prairies, and this is their message. People will be learning about plant ID, seed collection techniques, and our South Sound Prairies.
Seeds collected in this workshop will be used in our conservation nursery and restoration program to enhance wildflower populations across the South Sound prairies. You can contact us at ssvolunteers@cnlm.org. That's Charlie Nora Lima May.org for location info. And the location will be dependent upon seed emergence. If you want to see what the volunteer-run wild collection team is up to, you can visit southsoundprairies.org and go to their seed collection reports tab. There is a Facebook event for this event. This is the Wild Seed Collection Workshop, Saturday, June 15th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at a location to be announced. And also on Saturday, June 15th, we have the Olympia DSA General Meeting. This will be from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Mix 96 Meeting Room. The address there is 119 Washington Street Northeast. And this event was organized by the Olympia Democratic Socialists of America. We are the local chapter of DSA, the largest socialist organization in the United States. We are working in Olympia and the South Sound to empower working people and create a more free and equal world, whether that is through universal health care, housing for all, or strong democratic unions. We hold our general membership meetings on the third Saturday of every month at 4 p.m. at 119 Washington Street in downtown Olympia. People who are new to DSA are welcome, but we encourage folks who are interested to reach out to us ahead of time at dsaolympia@gmail.com. That way, we can provide some orientation, maybe meet in person ahead of time, either for a quick meeting over coffee or one of our monthly socials. And there is a Facebook event for this event. So again, this is the Olympia DSA General Meeting, Saturday, June 15th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Mix 96 Meeting Room, 119 Washington Street Northeast. Right. Our next event is on Monday, June 17th. It's the 2019 Community Summit. This will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 6005 Tyee Drive Southwest, and that's in Tumwater. And Tyee is spelled T-Y-E-E. And this event was organized by the Hispanic Roundtable of South Sound. This was their message. Organizations will be joining from across Thurston, Mason, Lewis, Grays Harbor, and Pacific counties for a day of networking, information sharing, and meaningful conversations about ways we can work together to strengthen the Latinx community. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. and the program will begin at 9 a.m. And a Facebook event is the only contact information I have here. So again, this is the 2019 Community Summit, Monday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 6005 Tyee Drive Southwest in Tumwater. Also on Monday, June 17th, it's time to talk about the Port of Olympia with guest speaker E.J. Zita. This will be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Thurston County Courthouse, room 152. The address there is 2000 Lake Ridge Drive Southwest. And this event was organized by Olympia Indivisible. Come hear Port of Olympia Commissioner E.J. Zita speak about the port, its financial responsibilities, including the Western Mill Project on State Street, taxpayer subsidies of private company use of port facilities, and transparent accounting for various projects, and its mandate for environmental sustainability, including estuary restoration, shoreline management, stormwater runoff into Bud Inlet, and legacy contamination. Please RSVP to www.olympiaindivisible.org. So again, this is the Talk About Port of Olympia with guest speaker E.J. Zita, Monday, June 17th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Thurston County Courthouse, room 152, at 2000 Lake Ridge Drive Southwest. And the next event in our lineup is on Wednesday, June 19th. This is the Green Party of South Puget Sound General Meeting. This will be from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Power Office, which is at 309 Fifth Avenue Southeast. And this event was organized by the Green Party of South Puget Sound. This is their message. We will be hosting our next general meeting at 7 on Wednesday, June 19th. If you would like to add anything to the agenda, please email or message our interim secretary, Noah Martin, and you can do that at noahtimmartin, all one word, at gmail.com, or you can call Noah at 360-990-0505. Again, that's 360-990-0505. So again, this is the Green Party of South Puget Sound General Meeting, Wednesday, June 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Power Office, 309 Fifth Avenue Southeast. And finally, on Friday, June 21st, we have a Radical Movie Night, The Battle of Algiers. This will be from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Mix 96 Meeting Room, 119 Washington Street Northeast. And this event was organized by the Olympia Industrial Workers of the World. People will be joining the Olympia branch of the IWW for a free screening of the Battle of Algiers. And again, a Facebook event is the only contact information I have. So, this is Radical Movie Night, The Battle of Algiers, Friday, June 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Mix 96 Meeting Room at 119 Washington Street Northeast. And that's it for the calendar this week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content, and no one else is, including all the radio stations that air it. So if you hear something on the show you don't like, blame me. Do not blame them. And you can contact me, and if you want to put on opposing opinions, I'm into that too. My email address, Dana, D-A-N-A, 98501, downtown Olympia zip code, at gmail.com. Dana, 98501, at gmail.com. And I will leave you with these words of wisdom. You should never not fail to disbelieve whatever doesn't not happen next, and you should always be prepared to be unprepared. And a quick note here, the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes, or you can go to radioforall.net. That's radio4all.net, where you can also find the show notes, as well as a year's worth of downloadable episodes of the Thunderbolt.